Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. Ukraine crisis and communication. The headline is inviting. Elon Musk says SpaceX focusing on cyber defense after Starlink signals jammed near Ukraine conflict area. This is Hotel Mars, Episode N. I'm John Batchelor, and I welcome David Livingston, my colleague and co-pilot, and to help us tell this story of Elon Musk, SpaceX, Starlink, and the Ukraine war, we welcome Douglas Messier, the managing editor of Parabolic Arc. Doug, the story is moving very nicely because Musk doesn't do anything that he doesn't then comment on in tweets. What we have here is a workaround for the possibility of the internet being severed or in some way listened in on in Ukraine. To my knowledge, the Ukrainian internet is running. It's a mystery why the Russians leave it running. Maybe they use it for their own communication. But what is it that Elon Musk has promised? What is it that he has done for Ukraine with his Starlink system? Good evening to you, Doug.
Good evening. Thanks for having me. So on February 26th, the Prime Minister of Ukraine tweeted out a message to Elon. His name is Mykhailo Fedorov. And he said, we really could use some Starlink service here. So 2 days later, boxes arrived in a truck with the antenna and also the box needed to run the satellite service. So it took 2 days to get there. Now, there was a story in Space News saying that SpaceX had been working with Ukraine for about a month and a half to get permission to turn on the service there and begin offering services. And the president of SpaceX, Gwynne Shotwell, revealed this in a talk at Caltech on Monday. Now, there's been an issue with these units. So you have to put the antenna up on the roof, obviously, the dish. And there's a problem with the Russians could end up targeting those to attack people who are using them. So they need to be very careful about where they put them, and to make sure that leadership or key people are not taken out. And the Russians have been able to do this in the past. They killed a Chechen leader who was talking on a satellite phone. He was actually trying to negotiate some talks to end that war, and they targeted him and killed him. So has to be very careful about how you use these units.
David, you have experience with Starlink. How does it work?
So friends of mine have experience. Well, you need a satellite dish that you put on your roof or in some position. And then you have internet hardware, much like a terrestrial system has a modem, but it's geared to the frequencies to pick up Starlink. And you, as I understand it, you buy that equipment up front, which is somewhere between $550 and $650 for a flat fee, and then you pay a connection service fee every month, about $100 to connect to Starlink.
And the customers, you know, are they satisfied with the link?
They're happy. They're rural internet users on farms and ranches or homes that are just out in the rural area. They wish it had a wider area of range, because when they go out the front door or they go to the garage or a farm part of their property, the service doesn't extend that far. So they're back to having no rural internet. But as long as they're within range of it and in the house, they love it. They say it's much, much better than any rural internet service that they've ever had.
You have a question for Doug.
Doug, can SpaceX stop the jamming, or what happens when they've been jammed? Do they have unjamming software, if that's a correct word?
Elon's tweeted that he's working on that. And this has been a really good demonstration of what can happen when in areas where jamming takes place. So they are working on it, and they haven't provided many details on that yet. So, and they may not, because that's, you know, you don't want the enemy to know how you unjam the signals. So there's jamming been taking place in the Black Sea near Ukraine. There's been jamming of GPS signals that have been detected. And Viasat, which is a provider of satellite internet, I used to have them outside of Mojave. Their service went down on February 24th, which was the day that troops entered Ukraine from Russia. So there's a suspicion that that was also taken out. So jamming's a big issue. It's a big issue for the U.S. military. It's a big issue for private companies, particularly when conflict breaks out. You want to make sure that that's that your communication services are not jammed and that you're able to function, particularly, especially with military and also government communications, civilian government. And it's a big issue. There's a lot of people working on it in the U.S. defense industry.
Elon Musk is very well known. He's in the news all the time, chiefly about SpaceX. And I understand, Doug, there's been some trash talk between Roscosmos and Elon Musk. Can you help us understand, does Roscosmos regard Elon Musk and SpaceX as putting it out of business?
Well, they mostly have. The Russians used to dominate commercial space launches for communication satellites and other things. SpaceX has taken that away. Rogozin said that Russia would no longer sell rocket engines to the United States. The only client for that is the Northrop Grumman Antares rocket. They use RD-181 engines. So Rogozin said, well, we're not selling you engines anymore. You can ride the broomsticks to orbit. So SpaceX launched 48 more Starlink satellites. And there was a comment just before the launch from the commentator about getting ready to launch another broomstick. Yeah, there's been a lot of trash talking. Rogozin's been particularly active. A couple of the astronauts, former astronauts, Scott Kelly and Garrett Reisman, have responded. They've called him a clown. They've called him names. So there's a lot of that going on. There's a lot of trolling online right now.
I understand. David?
Doug, does Rogozin make the policy, or is this just rhetoric and the policy comes from on high and he may or may not be saying anything that is accurate or substantive?
Well, it's hard to say right now. Rogozin's made several threats to end the space station program, to withdraw the Russian participation from it. That could end the entire program. Yes, they provide a lot of, they provide crew and also cargo and a lot of support. And it's not sure how NASA could survive. So it's hard to say how serious that threat is. The threat to stop selling engines really has one, as I said, it was just the Northrop Grumman Antares rocket. And that rocket is probably going to go away because the first stage is made in Ukraine. So it uses a Ukraine first stage, a Russian, two Russian engines in the first stage as well. And that rocket only delivers Cygnus supply ships to the International Space Station. Those can be launched on other rockets. So it may not, that threat doesn't seem to be all that serious. The other engine that they sell us is the one RD-180 for the Atlas V. That rocket's being phased out, and the United Launch Alliance that operates that rocket has all the engines that they need for those remaining flights. So Rogozin has said that they are removing the technicians that help maintain them over here. It's not clear exactly how serious a problem that'll be.
Douglas Messier is the managing editor of Parabolic Arc. I recommend the site. It covers the space business, space booster business. extremely closely, David Livingston, Dr. Space of the Space Show. And right now, while there is no plan for a no-fly zone, and there's reluctance to send military airplanes into Ukraine from NATO, Elon Musk has stolen the march of everybody and provided the internet to the combatants in the Ukrainian battle zone. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Chances are you've been to the doctor recently, and you probably handed over your insurance, your ID, and even your social security number. Your doctor is just one of many places that has your personal info. And if any of them accidentally expose your details, you could be at risk for identity theft. LifeLock monitors millions of data points a second. If you become a victim, they'll fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to lifelock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
This Labor Day, say goodbye to spills, stains, and overpriced furniture with WashableSofas.com. Featuring Anabay, the only machine washable sofa inside and out, where designer quality meets budget-friendly pricing. Sofas start at just $6.99, making it the perfect time to upgrade your space. Anabay's pet-friendly, stain-resistant, and interchangeable slip covers are made with high-performance fabric built for real life. You'll love the cloud-like comfort of hypoallergenic, high-resilience foam that never needs fluffing, and a durable steel frame that stands the test of time. With modular pieces, you can rearrange anytime. It's a sofa that adapts to your life. Now through Labor Day, get up to 60% off site-wide at WashableSofas.com. Every order comes with a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. If you're not in love, send it back for a full refund. No return shipping, no restocking fees, every penny back. Shop now at WashableSofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.